He's going to run. 10, 5, touchdown, Andrew Luck.
Playing at our highest level because we know that we have it here in this locker room to be able to do that on a consistent basis.
Deep downfield for T.Y. Touchdown. T.Y. Hilton. Another great catch.
I have good communication, so when you hit the field and you go out there and you guys are on the same page, mentally, physically, you know what the guy's going to do before he does it.
It is intercepted by the Colts on the carom.
Welcome to the Colts Daily Update on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan.
We're on the Colts Daily Update tonight on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan. We're also available on iTunes and TuneIn. Colts.com and the Colts mobile app. I'm Matt Taylor, and the Colts are officially on the bye, and they won't return to action until the Sunday after Thanksgiving when they take on the Tennessee Titans. The Colts came in for a light workout on Monday. They went through the normal film study, but they're off for the rest of the week, and players in the locker room, when they talked to the media, they said to a man they need the week off, and it is late in the season. Guys are banged up this week, and I think this is the last week the NFL offers a bye. So it comes at a good time. The Colts have played 10 games, and when they come back to play next Sunday, they'll have 6 games remaining in the season. And I know it's good to have a week off to heal, but unfortunately, mentally, the Colts will have 2 weeks to stew on that loss to the Steelers. The Colts fell 20-17 on a last-second field goal. They fall to 3-7 on the year, and they remain in last place in the AFC South, but they still have 3 division games left, so they can possibly climb back into the standings and make things a little bit more interesting. Sunday's game at Lucas Oil Stadium was another chapter of the oh-so-close season that has been the 2017 campaign for the Colts. It marked the 5th time out of 10 games this season the Colts have led a game in the second half and then lost it in the end. I mean, you go back to that 10-point cushion in Week 2 against Arizona. The Colts lose that game in overtime. They had a 5-point lead in the third quarter in Seattle in Week 4, and then Seattle turned on the offense. They had a 10-point lead in Tennessee in Week 6 on Monday Night Football. They lost that game by a couple of touchdowns. And then just a few weeks ago, the Bengals in Cincinnati, they had them down by 6 in the fourth quarter, but they lost by 1 on a Carlos Dunlap pick 6. So, you know, even though the wins haven't consistently been there, the Colts defense is playing better here lately. The eye test will tell you that. And, you know, the numbers back it up, too. The Colts defense limited Le'Veon Bell. He had 3.1 yards per carry last week. He had 26 carries, 80 yards. That's a great job on one of the stars in the game. The Colts have allowed just 80 rushing yards per game on average the last 3 games. And then in the passing game, Antonio Brown, who has 60 catches for around 880 yards on the season, he only had 3 on 6 targets for 47 yards last Sunday. And it was Rashawn Melvin shadowing him most of the day. And we spoke with Rashawn in the locker room on Monday and asked him about the challenge that he accepted in defending Antonio Brown.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm always looking forward to the challenge. I mean, I don't never hesitated at one time knowing that I was going to have to be on the whole game. We did it in the preseason. I was on the whole game in the preseason. The coaching staff, the organization trusted me to go out there and be the type of player they know I can be. And everything else pretty much took it itself. And like I said, it was a good time going out there showing the rest of the people what I can do. As well, the understanding that, hey, I'm where I need to be and I want to continue to improve and be a better player.
Individually, it seems like you've had a really, really strong year. Do you think about it being in a contract year, anything like that, knowing what could be on the horizon in 2018?
You know, as a player, you understand what's going on. Obviously, it's on your mind, but you can't really control. You can only control what you can control that's going out there and competing, making plays for this team, being the best player you can be for this team and the organization, and have an understanding that's going to take care of itself when the time comes.
Rashawn, personally, if you can stop Antonio Brown, does it give you confidence you can stop just about anybody in this league?
You know what? Every player is different. I can control what I can control. That's going out there and to be the best Melvin I can be. And I just feel like Melvin can match up with anybody, especially when I'm playing the way I'm playing. And I don't really think about who the player is. I just think about making sure I go out there and do what I have to do.
Where do you physically need a bye week the most? What part of your body needs healing?
My mind. You know, just to, like I said, just go back and reflect, give some time to just think about what's going on. This last couple of seasons, how I want to attack these next couple of weeks. Give my body some time to recover all over. That's pretty much it.
That's Rashawn Melvin. And another secondary member who played well on Sunday, Pierre Desir. Now, he's played in 7 games this season for the Colts. He started 4, and he notched his first career interception on Sunday on the first drive of the game. Ben Roethlisberger was trying to go deep on the first series, and Desir was in good coverage and came away with the pick. And he talked about that earlier this week.
When it happened, it felt like it was like the longest play ever. I looked at it for a while, in the ball in the air, and making sure I was just like, just catch it. But I'm glad I was able to come up with that play and to help our team.
You're kind of just getting in your groove, getting starts underneath your belt. What in the last 6 games do you want to see just off these last couple of games that better for yourself or better for this team?
I think overall we just need to finish. We have shown that what we can do. I feel like we're a great team, offense, defense, and special team, and we just need to finish. There's plays here and there that we can look back on, and we wish we could have those back. We just need to finish, and once we can figure that out, I think we'll do well.
That's Pierre Desir, Colts cornerback, and it's time now for the injury report presented by Methodist Sports Medicine, the orthopedic specialist since 1984. Team physicians of the Colts and you. Quarterback Jacoby Brissett and defensive back Kenny Moore remain in the concussion protocol for the Colts. Great news today, the Colts have activated Clayton Gethers off of PUP, and the team waived outside linebacker Josh Perry today, and that's awesome on Clayton Gethers. He's been fighting his way back from neck surgery in the offseason, and this is a move we thought was coming. But now here it is. It's official. He'll be back on the field against Tennessee, not this Sunday, but the next Sunday, of course. And that's the team he faced, Tennessee, last season when he got injured stuffing DeMarco Murray on the goal line. So the release of Josh Perry could also indicate that John Simon is ready to go again. Simon has missed the last 3 games with the stinger, but we'll know more, obviously, coming up next week. And tight end Darryl Daniels and inside linebacker Darnell Sankey, who left Sunday's game with hamstring injuries, they will be evaluated when the team returns to practice next week. All right, when we come back, we'll talk more about the solid play of the defense lately with defensive coordinator Ted Monachino. That's coming up next on the Colts Daily Update.
Colts fans, Indianapolis Colts single game tickets are on sale now. Tickets are available for regular season games at the Lucas Oil Stadium box office, online at Ticketmaster.com, or by phone at 800-745-3000.
Touchdown, T.Y. Hilton!
Tickets start as low as $56. Enjoy the NFL's top-ranked game day experience for yourself at Lucas Oil Stadium.
Colts are going to win it! The Colts are going to win it!
Bullseye Event Group has earned the reputation of hosting the best parties prior to sporting events that include celebrities, athletes, and chefs like Guy Fieri. Bullseye Event Group is the leader in event hospitality and sports travel, and it's located right here in Indy. Bullseye Event Group's hospitality includes the players' tailgate at the Super Bowl, the Derby launch party, 8-6 hospitality at the Masters, and yes, Bullseye's VIP pregame tailgate before every Colts home game. Bullseye Event Group's goal is to provide the best experience you can have at an event. Check them out at bullseyeeventgroup.com.
Huntington presents How to Choose a Banker.
You two bankers have car trouble, huh? Well, I only got room in my truck for one of you, so let me ask you this. What does your bank think about overdraft fees?
At Huntington, 24-hour grace gives you until the next day to fix the overdraft and avoid the fees.
My bank hits you with the overdraft fee immediately, which gives you as many days as you want to think about your mistake.
Do I even need to say I'll be taking the Huntington banker?
We're not those other banks. Huntington, welcome. 24-hour grace does not apply to return fees. Learn more at Huntington.com/grace. Member FDIC.
No matter how big your car or truck is, nothing in your engine takes more abuse than its oil. But with Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer, your engine oil will last longer to do the job it was designed to do. Protect your engine and offer peak performance. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer eliminates dry starts, lowers engine temperatures, and prolongs the life of your oil up to 50%. Don't let your engine be caught dead without the protection and performance of Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer.
Welcome to the Colts Daily Update on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Matt Taylor, and as promised, we're going to hear now from Colts defensive coordinator Ted Monachino, and he's optimistic that his group is starting to turn the corner. His defense has turned in 3 solid performances in a row, and he was a guest on last night's Colts Roundtable Live radio show hosted by Bob Lamy, and he talks about it being a nice time to emotionally have a week off for the bye.
Certainly is a good time to have a bye week because you get them fresh again. You get them to reboot and recharge a little bit, and that's a good thing. And where we are right now after 10 games in a long season, We've got a stretch of games now that we've got to come back and be at our very best to be in each of those games and to compete with each of those teams that we have to play. But the bye is coming at a good time. I know that we can all use it, and not just those players, but our coaching staff as well.
Coming back, you've got a new secondary, basically. You've got some kids who have played now a lot of time. How much do you expect improvement-wise that you're going to see in your defense over the last six games?
Well, we would expect them to continue to trend the way that they've trended the last 3 weeks. From an improvement standpoint, just injecting a couple more players back into the group is going to make a difference. You know, John will make a difference, Simon, when he comes back. And, you know, and then all of those guys that so desperately need the bye week are going to get it at the right time, and they're going to be able to come back fresher and healthier. So we would expect them to continue to trend, Bob, the way that they've done the last 3 weeks. And it all comes down to work and focus and the job that they do in studying and the focus that they have on the game plan and on what they have to do. And from a football character standpoint, that is non-negotiable with this group. Those guys will come in every day and compete from the time they walk through and they go to breakfast until the time they leave the building.
When you look at this group, they're young. It bodes very well for the future, but you're seeing improvement right now in these guys. What have you done? How have you handled this young group to get them from OTAs to where they are now?
Well, I think the biggest thing is we've got a defensive staff that's full of really good teachers. So from all of those guys and in their individual position rooms, we try never to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Whatever, wherever we're seeing some positive strides, those are the things that we build on, and that's how we game plan. So we ask our guys to do what they do best as often as possible, and when you do that, you give your guys a chance to play well.
You've got two pretty good pass rushers, actually three, with John is out right now, but hopefully he'll be back. Jabal Sheard, you have seen him in action before. You knew what you were getting. Has he given you what you thought you would get?
Absolutely. You know, Jabal is as tough as they come, and he's got some typical size for the position. The thing about Jabal is, you know, the position he plays is typically the game wrecker position. You need that guy to wreck games for you. Without the dominant rusher on the other side of the formation, they get to tend to Jabal on almost every snap, and he continues to affect quarterbacks. He continues to make plays in a run game, and he's another one that's a high football character guy. He's got, he's as tough as they come. He's football intelligent, and he's a great teammate. He pulls for those guys, and he makes every play that he can and helps everybody else make the ones that they're supposed to.
That, again, is Ted Monachino from last night's Colts Roundtable Live radio show that airs every Monday night from 6 to 7 on these airwaves. Our time is up tonight. Thanks for tuning in. We'll do it again tomorrow starting at 6:45 right here on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan. Until then, I'm Matt Taylor, and thanks for listening to tonight's Colts Daily Update. So on.
Colts fans, Indianapolis Colts single game tickets are on sale now. Tickets are available for regular season games at the Lucas Oil Stadium box office, online at Ticketmaster.com, or by phone at 800-745-3000.
Touchdown, T.Y. Hilton!
Tickets start as low as $56. Enjoy the NFL's top-ranked game day experience for yourself at Lucas Oil Stadium.
Colts are going to win it! The Colts are going to win it!
Bullseye Event Group has earned the reputation of hosting the best parties prior to sporting events that include celebrities, athletes, and chefs like Guy Fieri. Bullseye Event Group is the leader in event hospitality and sports travel, and it's located right here in Indy. Bullseye Event Group's hospitality includes the players' tailgate at the Super Bowl, the Derby launch party, Gate 6 hospitality at the Masters, and yes, Bullseye's VIP pregame tailgate before every Colts home game. Bullseye Event Group's goal is to provide the best experience you can have at an event. Check them out at bullseyeeventgroup.com.
Huntington presents How to Choose a Banker.
You two bankers have car trouble, huh? Well, I only got room in my truck for one of you, so let me ask you this. What does your bank think about overdraft fees?
At Huntington, 24-hour grace gives you until the next day to fix the overdraft and avoid the fees.
My bank hits you with the overdraft fee immediately, which gives you as many days as you want to think about your mistake.
Do I even need to say I'll be taking the Huntington banker?
We're not those other banks. Huntington, welcome. 24-hour grace does not apply to return fees. Learn more at Huntington.com/grace. Member FDIC.
No matter how big your car or truck is, nothing in your engine engine takes more abuse than its oil. But with Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer, your engine oil will last longer to do the job it was designed to do. Protect your engine and offer peak performance. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer eliminates dry starts, lowers engine temperatures, and prolongs the life of your oil up to 50%. Don't let your engine be caught dead without the protection and performance of Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer.